Welcome to the Wildly Balanced Podcast.
Wildly Balanced is your weekly permission slip to bring more fun and wildness into your work-life balance.
Join us every week for our favorite tips on how to have more fun, shift your mindset, and let your wild side flow.
Welcome back, Jill. I feel like we haven't chatted in forever. It's been a busy week.
Been a very busy week. But how are you, Carly?
I'm good. I'm good. My mom-in-law is in town, so we're going to go have dinner after this. Feeling good.
Exciting.
We have a super amazing special guest today, our third guest episode of all time, my favorite of all time. Don't tell the others. We've got Miss Kat Fragosa. She is a beach girl with a rebellious personality who loves meditating, yoga, journaling, and doggies. Who doesn't?
True. She has a bachelor's degree in finance and a master's degree in education. Wow. And 20 years in the accounting, banking, and education industries.
She's got all the credentials. Kat over here wants to make a bigger impact in her community. Her passion is helping women with ADHD feel good about money.
Money scares me. As an ADHD money coach, Kat helps women bridge the gap between typical money advice and tools that work for the ADHD brain so they can sleep peacefully at night knowing their finances are in order.
I know that helps me sleep at night, just knowing my finances in order. And women learning to create financial goals that light them up and use practical ADHD money tools to bring these goals to life is what Kat is all about. How's that for an intro, Kat?
Yay! It sounds so spiffy. Did I do all that? But yeah, that's me.
I'm so excited you're here.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
We are pumped. And I know Carly and I talk about this often, how we both are scared of money all the time, just a lot. So super excited that you're here to talk about it. So what are you currently balancing? And just tell us a little bit more about you.
Yeah, I was talking to Carly earlier today and I said, you know what? I think universe had all of this happen today just because I needed to share with you all. So yeah, what am I balancing today? So I have a regular 9-to-5 job. I'm a payroll and HR coordinator. And I also have my ADHD money coaching business, which is my baby, my creative. Early on, I found that I love it so much that I don't want to be depending on it solely for income. Because when that was the case for me, I felt very, like, creatively was really hard to get things going. Like, I was really stuck. So I went back and I have my full-time job as my base. And then I'm able to have my money coaching on the side. And I really feel like I can express myself completely and fully in my business. The piece that I am balancing today is my full-time. It's just a lot right now. And I realize that just as I tell my employees, hey, you know, a problem can't get fixed if you don't speak up and say what's happening. Your supervisor does not know. And I had to, you know, drink the tea and actually talk to my boss. And he is amazing. The best supervisor I've had my whole working career. And I told him that. I was like, you know, I just need you to know you're the best. But I'm really feeling overwhelmed right now. I really need some help. And he was amazing. And he was like, let's work on some things that we can do. How can I help? What can I take off your plate? And I still am like shocked that that has happened. Not because of who he is, but because you don't hear that a lot in the world today, honestly, in the corporate world. So yeah, balancing the fact that, you know, I am a badass, but just because I can doesn't mean I should.
Amen. I love that so much. And thank you, Jill, for throwing me under the bus, telling the world that I'm scared of money. Thanks for that. It's true, but thank you.
Own it, girl. Own it. That's all we're doing here. We got to make it real. And if you're only hiding the fact that you're scared of money by not owning it, Carly, and making it win and not you. Putting that out there.
That's true. That's all true. Right.
Jill, have you been in my head? What's going on? What's happening?
Yep. I also live in your head. That's the other job that you have, is just me living in your head.
Love it.
But I love that. I love I love that you talked about first the having the 9-to-5 job so that you can focus more on your creativity and not having to like worry about that as your income. Cause I think that is so true and powerful in the fact that we don't need to have, you know, you don't have to have this be your main income source of wanting to be an entrepreneur. You can have something else support it so that you can like create and do your thing. And the other thing is too, is like, it's the do as I say, not as I do thing where you're like, I tell everybody this and it's such great, but like, I can't remember to like do it too. So I love that you were able to talk to your boss and like really get that support you needed. Cause like, I think that is key in a lot of things of like, if we don't talk about it, Carly, we won't get the help we need for it. So that's just another Carly bus moment.
Oh, thanks, Jill. Thanks for that. Yeah, that's why I keep inviting everybody on the podcast. Like every person I've invited, it's because like I want their help and I want it for free. So I just disguise it as a podcast interview. So appreciate you being here, Ken.
Love it. I'm here for you. I'm here for you, girl. It's funny that you mentioned it because that is a big reason why I went into money coaching specifically because, and women specifically, we tend to be afraid of money. One that it's, there's this exercise that I do is, so what does money feel like, look like to you? If you were to draw it or to go to a website and picture it, what would it feel like to you? What does it look like to you? And the first time I did it, I don't know if you guys remember, this is going to date me, but it's a Bugs Bunny cartoon. And it was this orange monster that it's just like a big hairy orange monster with sneakers. And he was just, that's the first impression I had of how money looks like and feels like to me. It's just this, you know, hairy monster that's coming after you. And I find that a lot of women feel this way because we haven't really been taught how to really look at money as a tool, as an exchange for any type of services that we want. And so there's a lot of heaviness to it. So in my first part of my Financial Goals with Soul program, that's what we work on, minimizing the intense burdens that we have about money, getting, healing those stories that might be out there that money makes you greedy or selfish, or that, or the other way, that you're not really successful unless you have a lot of money. And those subconscious things that just come on from societal conditioning, our culture, social media, like all these things, and just really coming, like you said, the balance. What is it that you want your money to do for you versus what you see all around you?
Oh my gosh, so true. And like, it's so funny because I feel like in the last, probably like since I've been with my partner, because he's so good with money and like very good at like checking his bank account every day to make sure the transactions all line up and like everything. And I'm just like, swipe the credit card, pray it goes through. Like, it's like, not like that, but I mean, sometimes I'm not, if I have to be honest, but it's one of those.
Sometimes the credit card feels more like a gift card.
Yeah, let's be honest. I'm just like, I'm hoping there's still money here. But it's like one of those things where it's always been scary, or like, I don't want to deal with it. Or it's like, I definitely, for me, it's been a big avoidance of like, if I don't look at my bank account, I won't have to deal with what the number says, or knowing I have a bill coming up or whatnot. And like, it's been really nice. And like, it's funny because like within the last probably like year and a half of like starting my own business and like really being more aware and like conscious about it, when I go to like check my bank account, I'm like, oh my God, that number is so big. Like, I'm like surprised though. And like, it feels good of like, wait, I can do this like really nice thing for myself and still pay all my bills and still like know that I'm gonna be able to like feed my dog and feed myself and like all the things too. So I like that you have them draw it out, because it's so scary. And it's like, there is a whole that like, it's the gambit of like, you know, are you, oh, you like money, so you're greedy, or like, oh, like you can't spend money on yourself, or you can't have, you know, it's, you don't know where it's all coming and going and all that stuff. And it's just, money's scary. And like, Carly doesn't have to agree with me, even though we all know she thinks it, but it's scary, guys.
I've also heard the story that if you're a creative, you're going to work really hard and you're never going to make any money. So, or, you know, anything, or artists, you're not going to make any money. So imagine if that's the mindset, you don't think that you believe it, but you've grown up with that idea. You can't make money as a writer, or you can't make money as an artist. And you say, hell yeah, I am. I'm a badass. I could do this. But that might still be in your head when we're doing those hard things like selling our work or promoting ourselves. If you have that little voice in the back of your head saying, this is going to be hard. And if it feels easy, then you're feeling like you're cheating somehow. There's just so many things that are wrapped around money and the feelings that we can, you know, that they bring up in us. And then I like to also say, okay, so we got to kind of heal from those money stories. And then what do you, like, once we've healed from it, how do you measure success? How do you activate who you are, truly are, without all that baggage? So activating your dreams. And so think about what your life would look like if you weren't afraid, you know, if you weren't afraid of looking at the parent. When you mentioned that, you know, when you looked at your account, you got all this joy over it because you noticed that it was more than what you thought. It's almost like when you change purses and you left a $20 bill, you open it like, oh, dang, look, I got this going. So it's the same thing. Like, you can create your dreams and then work backwards with the money so that then you're like, oh, this is good. I don't have to be like a restrictive diet. You know, those things don't work. You're good for the moment when it's, you're in it. But as soon as you stop, you're just like, oh my gosh, you're going to eat everything and all the work is out the window. But if you have a sustainable, balanced way of lifestyle, then it becomes a lifestyle and it's not something that's, you know, really killing you to try to get it. Same thing with money. You can't just say, I'm never going to buy. I can only have the essentials. That's not life. That's not living. And your body, you're going to binge by, you know, impulsive spending. Like you said, you feel like the debit card is a gift card, hoping that it goes through. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. And that anxiety, we just don't want to be living in that state of anxiety all the time. It's
so good. I could listen to you talk all day. I love this so much. And you make it sound so like simple and easy. And I know that it is, it just seems intimidating. And I really love like metaphor of what does money look like and feel like. I had to Google what you were talking about, but I've definitely seen him before and I totally understand. So I've seen Looney Tunes. I'm not that much of a baby, but I do want to post this on our Instagram so people can see what we're talking about.
Yes.
And after all your like money mindset and money shifting and empowerment and all that, I'm curious what your representation of money looks like now. Because I'm sure it's changed from this orange monster with sneakers.
Yes, yes. So it was really funny. And and I tell my clients this too, you're not going to go to sleep one day and wake up all empowered and badass when it comes to money. It took steps. So my money story, I grew up in a very conservative Christian household who my parents thought that, you know, having, you should only have what you need, you know, so anything over that was excess and wasn't Christian life, we'll say. So that's the story that I've always had. I've always been very content with whatever, wherever I was and whatever. My husband has had a very different upbringing, so it wasn't like that. And it was, to begin with, when he wanted to give me a gift, like earrings or, you know, just something small, I was like, no, I'm good. You know, it was very, very standoffish. And no, I couldn't receive the blessing. And then I was like, hold on. This is his love language. What am I doing? I am worthy of all of this. I'm worthy of all the abundance that's out here.
Say that again.
I am worthy of all the abundance. We all are worthy. We are all worthy of unconditional love and all of the blessings that are coming our way, but we have to be open to them. If we're constantly saying, nope, I can't, it's thank you, but no thank you, we're blocking everything and not just the one particular thing. So now I have a very different outlook, thankfully. I say thankfully because now it's not this scary monster. You know, it's more of a, hey, I'm dreaming and this is what I think I really want. I say faith because it changes, you know, from season to season. We all have different seasons in our lives. And now it's like, yeah, I want that and bring it. I'm not afraid of it. And I think that, but it's been a journey. I'm not going to lie. It's been a long journey. And I feel that when you really feel comfortable, for instance, in our businesses, we all have services that we are selling. When you feel confident in what you're selling and what you're promoting, it's not selling. It's exchanging and helping and serving from a heart-centered place, that then it's okay to say, this is how much my product is for, my service is for, and there's not this crunchiness around it. That's somewhat where I'm at now. Yeah. Bring the abundance. I'm ready. I'm ready in the same way that I'm ready to receive it. I'm also ready to spend it and spread it out. And that's why it comes. It's a two-way street, right? Likes attract.
So good. Oh, I love that so much. And I think that's something that we talked about it in one of our earlier episodes about having a badass mindset for 2022, is that like, I've always been kind of against selling and like, oh, it feels weird. It feels like gross to sell. But then it's like, you know, if I want to send an email to my email list, like all of these people are on my list for a reason and they like want to be in my abundance and my energy. So it's like, this is my exchange of services, of abundance. It's like, this is what I offer.
This episode of the Wildly Balanced podcast is sponsored by Business Integration from A to Z, a course by Carly Itico. This course is for the badass entrepreneur who has their message, has the mindset, but needs the map on how to integrate it. Get an in-depth look at the back end of my business, from admin, email marketing, Zoom how-tos, and everything in between. You have the why, you need the how. Visit the link in our show notes or go to carlyitico.podia.com and use code WildlyBalance at checkout to save 10% off your order. Again, that's carlyitico.podia.com/businessintegration-from-A-to-Z and use code WildlyBalance at checkout to save 10% off your order. See you inside.
Yes, 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 absolutely. And there, again, I think that that's the thing. It's like we are conditioned to feel bad about asking for what we want. You know, I think it goes back to my story in the beginning of just, you know, speaking up and talking to my boss about what I needed. We as women tend to we're going to get on my soapbox now. The patriarchy has us in a box.
And we're explicit. So much, fuck the patriarchy. Yes.
It's there is a reason why we feel afraid of money. Imagine if more women were not afraid of money, knew where could earn the money that they deserve and want to. Not only that, they can invest their money so that they can fund the retirement or do the crazy things that the patriarchy does not like and travel the world if we want to, or stay at home, but, you know, have our own little paradise at home. You know, it's self-serving, because if we're quiet or we're in this little box, we won't be able to do the things that we want to do, and not even realize that we can. We have this power that's just ready to explode, but it's not, because we're conditioned to stay in this little box.
Conditioned to stay in this little box. And now we're breaking out of it and standing on it because it's our soapbox.
I love that. Damn. Yeah.
So good.
I was just going to say, I really love how you were talking about how it's so ingrained in us without even knowing. Like you were saying too, it's like the whole idea that it's portrayed that it's like the starving artist. So you're thinking that like, if you're an artist, you'll never be able to like feed yourself or do what you want. And like, it's really starting from like even getting through all of those limiting beliefs to even just feel like money is an okay thing to have to ask for to use. And like Carly said, we talked about it before too in a previous podcast, but like, you know, it's okay to like call in all this money because you're also, you need to invest it into yourself, back into your business, into creating and doing what you love and moving it forward, which I just like love everything about that.
Yeah, that's the key too, is the fact that we can do so much more in the world with having more to be able to exchange, you know, whether it's our gifts or whether it's money. You know, we can't all be on the front lines of all of the movements that we hold dear to our hearts, but we can help support those that and donate and help those that are able to be on the front lines. It's liberating, actually, to be able to offer that. And that big piece, paying it forward, is really, really something that I think it takes the edge off of the fear of money, you know, when you realize you're helping others with this exchange, this tool. I like to call it a tool because when I think of it that way, I think of it more as something that's helping me either promote what I'm trying to bring out into the world and be able to share my light, or the other way. Like Carly said, all those people on your email list are dying to hear what you have to say. Otherwise they wouldn't, you know how many emails we get, you know, that's they want to hear you and they're willing to be a part of your life in this way. So there's no shame in that game that they would be willing to pay for it too.
Totally. And I think I like the, even just the reframe of it being like an exchange, like you're not getting and like asking for money or whatever. It's like, they're not just giving you all this money. It's like, you're exchanging, you know, your knowledge and what they're giving you. And I think too, you know, I'd love to just hear some more about how you like tips that you give people with like women with ADHD, like how do you bring that into, you know, because I'm sure we have some listeners that are struggling with it too. And I'd love to hear the little gems of gold that you have to sprinkle amongst us all. But yeah, let us know that, because I am really curious of like how to support those. So I feel like, you know, while I don't have a diagnosis of ADHD, they definitely have those tendencies. So I'd just love to know what you
do. Sure. Yeah. So the first thing I tell my clients is, you know, when you have ADHD, first, it's not a character problem. It's a neurological problem. We're just wired differently. And unfortunately, for, you know, whatever reason, we're living in a neurotypical world. So it's not like the world is set up easily for us. So my mantra is try differently, not harder, because we are trying hard all day to just keep it together. You know, that you cannot tell any ADHD person that they are not trying. They are, even when they're laying out unmotivated to get up and wash the dishes or do the laundry, they are trying very hard to get their ass up. I'm talking from experience. So it's not about trying harder, it's trying differently. And many times, and then what works for one person with ADHD may not work for the other person with ADHD, and that's okay, because you're just going to keep trying and practicing with the strategies to see what works for you. So for instance, I had it in my last newsletter about the processing mail, you know, just going through mail. A lot of times, again, there's an old story that you have. Ooh, it's like, if I open up that mail, there are going to be bills that I need to pay that I don't have the money for right now. So I'm just not going to do it. You know, why? So one thing that, you know, we are low on is dopamine. Anybody with ADHD has low dopamine, and the dopamine is that little hit that you get that makes you light up inside when you do something. So gamify it, as many things as you can gamify it. And I try to come up with, like I said, this might work for some people, it might not work for others. You come up with something different that is going to get you to get moving to whatever it is that you want to do. So if it's opening the mail, I only open my mail on Wednesdays. I only open the mail Wednesdays, and I'm only opening the mail. I'm not doing anything with it. I'm picking it up. And so I set my stopwatch, and every day I have a certain time that I need to beat from the previous week. And I'm going through the mail and I'm just opening it up. And if it's junk mail, even, I'll take it and I'll rip it up into little shreds and put it in a pile. And it feels like I'm like, yes, I'm vanquishing the mail monster. And I just keep on going until I have it. Now, those things that I need to keep, I put it to the side. And then I put it in a folder and it goes into the process on Saturday folder in my little hang folder right back there. So that, because for us, if you don't see it, it's not there. You know, we don't. So I have to see that on Saturday, this is the stuff that I need to work on. And then that gives me a hit that, okay, there is the big pile of papers that I've gone through that I don't need, that I did this. I have a visual of what I did to get through the mail pile. And also I got to beat my time or I did it. You know, then it's a kind of contest for me. And then on Saturdays, I process it. I go through and I have more time. That one I don't set a stopwatch to because that will bring up anxiety. This is when I can sit down and just sit and maybe have my tea and some music, you know, just to relax me and, you know, get me to a place where I'm just going to handle the stuff that I need to handle. And I have to handle it on Saturday because that's the day. So now from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I don't even look at the mailbox. I don't even go by the mailbox. It's not going to be looked at until Wednesday. And then it's in the folders and I don't look at it again, pull it out until Saturday. And it just is this less anxiety over it. And it's important to check that mail. Sometimes it's not a bill. I mean, I've had checks in there that I haven't deposited, and vendors are like, yo, you're gonna deposit, and I wouldn't see it because even the next, like, who does paper stuff anymore? I hate that. It's like, email me, man. Everything should be electronic by now. Like, what in the world? You know, I actually expect everything to be junk mail. It's not that way, guys. No. So yeah, that's just one little trick that I suggest. Gamify everything. We're all about the gold stars, you know? And that's another thing. Neurotypicals tell you, hey, you should do these things for that intrinsic value. You shouldn't be doing it for the reward. We kind of need that reward. We kind of do. So you have to kind of create your own rewards, because again, what I might feel is a reward may not be what somebody else does. So that's just one tip I would say, gamify it. Try to find what really lights you up. If you're a night person, don't try to do this first thing in the morning. You know, just things like that. You have to figure out how you tick and really apply the ADHD strategies that are working for you to your money.
So good. As someone who's very competitive myself, I love that you try to beat your time each week. It's so good.
Yeah, it helps, because again, if I don't have somebody to beat, it might as well be me.
True. This also reminds me, I think I need to check my mail. I don't remember the last time I checked it, but that's so good. I love it so much. And I love that you make a game of it, but you also only make like half of it a game. Like, sorting your mail is a game. Whereas like going through it, you can kind of relax and slow down and take your time with it and then not get all anxiety ridden, because I love that.
Yeah, because the key is to keep anxiety to a minimum as much as possible. And so if you gamify the other piece, that we tend to have time blindness too. So it takes us longer. We overestimate or underestimate how much something is going to take. So when it's a task that you really don't like, you don't want to put a time limit on yourself, because that's just going to cause you to be like, oh, you know, and you won't want to do it. So it's about creating the atmosphere, the environment that will give you the best results.
Absolutely. It's so good. That's so interesting to hear too. I haven't heard of like gamifying your weekly chores before. And I think that's super important, because why not? Why not gamify and make it fun?
Yeah. It's, you know, stuff is boring already, you know, and that doesn't work for us. If it's boring, it's really hard to get started. And so the best way to do it, also another thing that you could do is co-working sessions, just having a time where you get together with a few friends and say, hey, let's balance our checkbook, or let's look at, and I'm all about automation. As many things as you can automate, the better. Because again, we're not good at keeping up with that stuff. So I use an app called Pocket Guard. So it's very similar to Mint, but I like Pocket Guard because it's a lot less bells and whistles. For me, the more bells and whistles, the less interested I'm at, because I'm going to get distracted. So Pocket Guard is an app that it automatically pulls the feed in, so I don't have to write the things double time, three times over. And once I put things in categories, it remembers where the things are going to. So it's already there. The one that I cannot take, and everybody knows, Amazon. Because Amazon will just say Amazon. So you have no idea what the heck it was that you bought. So that will take me. And I've noticed that's my little roadblock to wanting to do it. I just noticed this the other day. I was like, why am I procrastinating categorizing my expenses? And that's what it is. I hate having to go back into Amazon and figure out what those charges are. So my workaround is to look. I think Amazon will give you a report and show you what, you know, how you go to your orders, and they'll show you what you've ordered. So I'm going to look into that, because that will help me. I could print out the report before I go to Pocket Guard, you know, because I already know this is a task I don't want to do. So I'm going to try to minimize as much angst as I can. So it's just something, you know, again, trying to see what your roadblock is and trying to find workarounds for it. And that's my last bit of my framework is MAP. Minimize your burdens, activate your dreams, play with your strategies. So this is all part of, you know, finding your financial goals with soul. If you do those things, you have to go through and find out what the stories are so that you can heal from them. Then activate your dreams. Start thinking about what you really want from your money. What do you want your money to do? How you are going to be able to, what are you going to do with the money? And then the last one, play with your strategies, because in order for you to be able to meet those things, you need the money. You need money, honey. And so if we want to, we've already healed from the money story, now we need to figure out how we're going to keep on top of the management of the money. That's where the budget comes in. That's where we start looking at how to reduce debt or eliminate debt, how to fund your retirement, or fund that retreat, or fund that trip to Bali, Miss Carly. Yeah.
Need that.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I love that. And I think it's so fitting for everybody too. Like, I think playing with your strategies, like it is, and I feel like I talk to my clients about this. Like, I feel like I've done it so much this last like week or two of really talking to them about like, this isn't going to be like that works for me, let's go. Like, it's not a one size fits all. It's like, you kind of have to like trial and error a couple of things and see what works. And especially, I feel like I've had a lot of it talked about like in making routines or in making different things that support them in being productive or motivating or whatnot. Like, even just making your morning routine, like, you're not going to be able to say, yes, I'm going to wake up at 7:30 every morning, have a cup of coffee, do some yoga, drink a glass of water. Like, no, it's not going to work like that. Cause like, you don't know what the day before is going to happen or like what happens. So it's definitely about like taking those baby steps and like really working through all of those situations, which I absolutely love. And I think too, like what Carly and I have loved about our podcast lately is asking those questions about like those hard hitting questions to our guests, which is, what's your unpopular opinion in the money mindset industry? Cause we love to know that, you know, what people don't want to hear, but it's there.
Yeah. Look at money in a totally different way. And again, it's the financial goals with soul, because it has to light you up in order to be motivating you to move forward. So my anti-money advice is don't go with the strict drill sergeant budget checklist. It's not going to work. It's like a diet, a restrictive diet. You can't, that does not work. And yet there are so many money advisors there that are saying, cut out the coffee, the daily coffee, anything fun until you are funded your retirement or sold, you know, finished paying off your house and no debt. You know, you have to like white knuckle it the whole time. And no, that's not living to me. But there's a whole group of advisors that's what they're peddling. And nope, not for me. And I don't think my clients are, we're rebels. We don't like that kind of talk. They'll tell me to restrict anything.
I love that so much. It's not going to be sustainable if you can't continue doing what you love doing.
Exactly. Yep.
Totally. And I think it's like, you do hear that all the time. And I think that just continues to, you know, feed into that scared mindset of money, because it's like, oh, you need to cut all this. It's like, I don't want to, like, so like, I'm just going to ignore it and do my thing. But like, you can still do what you love and, you know, buy that Starbucks coffee, you know, buy that, go, you know, shopping, buy that little dress you want to buy, or buy those new pair of jeans or that new pair of Converse that you really want, because you're allowed to. It's like, that's not going to prohibit money coming in or whatnot too. And I absolutely love that too. And I think that's what feeds into that scared mindset about money, like where people are afraid to have that budget because, you know, everyone is saying like, you need to cut down to like the bare minimum. Like you can't go out, you can't have fun, you can't, you know, get those new shoes, you can't get that coffee, you have to do. And, you know, there's a lot of rebels out there that need you, Kat, that like don't want to fit into that, you know, regimented life for sure.
Yeah. And so that's why I don't even like the word budget. I like money mapping, because it feels like, okay, so I am going somewhere, you know, this is where I want to be. So I'm doing this money map in order to get to wherever it is I'm dreaming about. And then, like you said, in the name of the podcast, balance, right? Wildly balance. So my framework is called SOUL. Settle on your bandwidth, optimize your time, utilize your money so you can live your best life. So those are the buckets, your bandwidth, like how are you feeling today? Like you mentioned earlier about the morning routines. If you had a crappy day the day before, you're not going to feel good the next day to do your morning routine. It's okay. Set it to the side when you can, because the morning routine is supposed to set you up for a great day, not be another chore. So settle on your bandwidth, optimize your time. If you are running ragged, taking care of the kids, going to the work, going to your other full time, you know, you don't have the time, then it's okay. If your utilized money bucket, if your money bucket is good, girl, get that DoorDash. You know, you don't have the bandwidth, you don't have the time, but you have the money, you get the DoorDash. You know, it's okay. There's no shame in that game. And that's, again, so that you can live your best life. You know, you look in all the different buckets. Now, if the money bucket is low and you got the time, well, maybe it's time to, you know, cook that meal or, you know, meal prep or, you know, whatever, but you can think ahead of time and then you're not feeling so suffocated by this budget. Instead, you're looking at it as a money map.
You definitely don't have to tell me twice to get that DoorDash, because like, I'm like, sign me up, deliver it to me. I don't want to. And I think I've turned it into like my own thinking of like, what's my time worth to me and like what others are. And like, is my time worth spending on cooking the dinner and doing all the dishes, or is my time better spent on doing some other things like for my business while waiting for the order to come, and like then eating and enjoying it, not having to like stress about the whole production that it is beforehand too. But
I absolutely love that. Yeah. I love it.
And like, this has been amazing and I love it. I know we're like getting close to the end of our time together today, but we have to always get to our permission slips that we ask every week. So Carly, we'll start with you because we never start with our guests because it's like, I always don't like to throw anybody under the bus besides Carly. So Carly, what's your permission slip say this week?
It's okay. You didn't throw me under the bus. I knew this was coming. I just want to say that this episode, this podcast just feels like the validation that I needed for my recent financial purchases. Cause like I got DoorDash yesterday. I just bought Converse. I just booked a trip to Bali, announcing it on the pod for the first time. Thank you. Thank you. And it was really scary because like I'm renting like my room here in Whistler. We're still going to be paying for it while we're gone and we're going for 2 full months. So that's 2 months of rent that I have to pay here and in Bali. And that was really scary, but it was empowering to step into, to be like, I'm a badass. I can handle this.
Yes. I love it. I love that so very much. Yes. You give me chills.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, my permission slip this week says permission to take the pressure off of money. Like you said, Kat, at the beginning, you taking the pressure off your job and just like being able to be creative with it. I'm just going to take the pressure off of money and not be scared of it. And I know that's a huge ask, but that's my permission slip, is to not be scared of money. Jill, what's your permission slip? We'll give Kat a little bit more time to think of hers.
Yeah, mine is to permission to map out my money, because I do love what you said about budget. Is just like, I feel like it's hard to even just like wrap my head around the word budget, let alone like creating one. So for myself, I'm definitely like, yeah, let's map it out. I think it's such an easier ask and it's like more like within reach to do so. So permission to map out my money. So now Kat, what is your permission slip say?
My permission slip, especially for this weekend, this week, is to slow down, get grounded, take deep breaths. I'm a good one for holding my breath when I don't even realize that I'm doing that. Meditating more, even though I'm a regular meditator, I need some more. Journal and play with my oracle cards. Yeah, all the Zen stuff this week. I need it.
Yes, step into that Zen. So yeah. Good.
Yes. And of course, you have your Saturday folder that's going to be waiting for you there too. So make sure you're balancing it out with all the Zen too, of course.
That's my reward. The Zen is the reward for getting through the processing. See what I did there? See what I did?
Always
there?
Gamify it, girl.
Gamify it.
Amazing. Well, this has been so great and such an amazing conversation. And I just want to thank you, Kat, for being our guest today. And where can listeners find you online? Where can they stalk you? Give us all the links.
Yes. My website is katfragosa.com. It's super easy for me, for everybody else. And my Instagram as well is @katfragosa. Check it out. And I am going to be having a group coaching program that I'm going to launch on May 16th. So all the deets will be on my newsletter. And if anybody wants to feel a little bit, hey, let me let go of this crazy money regret, I've got a free meditation that they can sign up for at katfragosa.com.
Love it. And that's going to all be in our show notes. And as everybody knows, you can follow us on Instagram at wildly.balance. Our website is wildlybalancepodcast.com.
Yes. And if you could rate and subscribe on your podcast player, that would help us out so much. And a little shameless self promo, there might be a little giveaway happening soon. If you've already rated and subscribed, you will be automatically entered. So better get on that.
Yes.
Do a it. A little to money it. Abundance coming your way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exciting. Well, thank you so much, Kat. It's been so amazing as always. We learn something new every day, and that I love about these guest ones, because I feel like I'm absorbing all of your amazing knowledge through it.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a blast. Thank you.
Yay.